CJSF, 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. You are tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We're the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Katsi, Kwikwetlem, and Stolo First Nations. And at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original knowledge keepers and storytellers of these lands, and we thank them for their stewardship. My name is Leslie, and today we are doing a really simple show. We're doing kind of like a music catch-up. I feel like it's been a long time since I've played any music on the program that wasn't Touch by Cat's Eye. I feel like that's, like, the only song that I've played in the past, like, 4 weeks. And that's obviously not true. Like, I've played music, even just a few weeks ago. But I had time. It is, as somebody once told me, time is simply a tube that I'm being sucked in. Anyways, we're doing Music Monday today, off topic a little bit there. On the playlist, we've got basically all new music. We are actually going to start off with an older song, and then we're going to end off on an older song. But it's going to be a fun playlist, I think. We'll start off slow. We're going to get a little bit funkier in a little bit, and then we'll get to some noisy stuff, and we'll end off on a favorite of mine. That's it. Strap in, get ready. Here we go. We're gonna start off with the winner of the Polaris Award this year, Jeremy Dutcher, off of their award-winning album Mote Wolo Nuok. This is a beautiful track, and it was a really good lineup of shortlisted albums, I think, this year. I had personally really hoped that Elisa P would win with Inuktitut, but there's no denying that Mote Wolo Nuok is just incredible as well. This is Rise in Beauty. I hope you enjoy.
Thank you. Tahoe.
Bird note. Snoqui's flocks are massive.
During migration, they gather in the tens of thousands, and they coordinate their movements with the skill of schooling fish or starlings that turn together on a dime. These snow geese are resting on the surface of the water. Then the sight of a bald eagle spooks them, and they all take flight simultaneously. That big whoosh is the wings of 1,000 snow geese beating together, creating a rush of air like a passing freight train. Here it is one more time. As the tornado of geese whirls in the air, their calls build to an enormous crescendo. Like a school of fish swimming close together when there's a shark, these snow geese use their numbers to protect themselves. Flying in a big, compact flock, they make it harder for a predator to pick off a single bird. It's a display of skill and grace that, for a snow goose, is just a fact of life. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel.
Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays. You just heard Beverly Glenn Copeland's newest version of Evernew featuring Sam Smith and Red Hot Org. My name is Leslie. Evernew is probably one of my favorite songs ever. And like many people who keep up to date with Beverly Glenn Copeland's work, I learned a few weeks ago that he's basically retiring from doing live performances as a result of his dementia. He released a video discussing this with his wife on his social media. And oh, the feeling that I got, that tore through me, that was like, well, it's incredible to know that he and his team, I guess, are going to continue to do like art and other work that's going to suit his current abilities better. But man, I have missed opportunities to see him perform live. And that kind of sucked. He did his last performance, I believe, in New York or Montreal a few weeks ago, right after he made the announcement. I was like, can I get to the East Coast fast enough right now? Happy retirement from live music to him, and many good wishes for his future adventures, which are promised to be gifts for the next generation, knowledge to pass down for the next generation. So excited to see where that goes. And of course, constantly, always, whenever I get the opportunity and want to, we'll be playing his songs here on 90.1 FM, CJSF, Typically Tuesdays. Here's more music, also from Canadian musician. Okay, mostly Canadian musicians today. That's the other thing that I got a note here. Mostly Canadian musicians. We've got Goldie Boutillier off of her latest EP, The Angel and the Saint. This is The Angel and the Saint. Get into it.
Goodbye, goodbye. I saw a problem, but it was just my own point of view.
Of her latest record, All This and So Much More. That was Tasha with Love's Changing. Before that, you heard Playing God by Rachel Bayman and Kaya Cater here on 90.1 FM CJSF, typically Tuesdays. My name is Leslie. Hope you enjoyed those tracks. I certainly did. All that was new music, by the way, on this kind of like new music-ish Monday, typically Tuesdays. Well, okay, not every song on here is gonna be new. All right, earlier we played Jeremy Detcher off of their album from last year. You know, we're gonna play like one, at least one other older song. And I've got an exciting story about that one, but you're just gonna have to keep listening in to catch that. Speaking of things that are exciting, here is your reminder to please go check out Shortbox Comics Fair, happening right now over at shortboxcomicsfair.com. It is the annual month-long digital comics fair where more than 100 independent new comics are debuted. I had the very great privilege of talking with the founder, Zainab Akhtar, a few weeks ago on the show, all about the event. And if you missed out on that, you can go check it out over right now on cjsf.ca. But even if you don't listen to it or didn't want to listen to it, this is really an event that I think all comics lovers should check out. Totally new stories, more than 100 of them, all written by people who are just going at it. They're making whatever stories they want to. It's happening. It's been happening now. Well, it's been happening this entire month, but it's going to close on October 31st.